What, did you say dad does the intro?
Yeah. Are you cool? Is he cool with that?
Not at all. Right. No, he's not going to do the intro.
No, it would be very weak.
Well, then bring it, because we're recording.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to Just Be Cousins. My name is Joe Neal. And in the studio with me is my father. But we'll talk about that later. Far, far away is Jason Mark. My brother from another mother, but the same grandmother. This is episode 103 of Just Be Cousins. Oops.
I hit the wrong button and made it louder, not softer. Who cares? Who cares? This is episode 103. Like with your first kid, you're really, really careful, but with your second kid, you could give a fuck. Right, second kid?
Yeah, I'm the second kid, right, Dad? Yeah. Or are there kids I don't know about, as far as I know?
Can I clear the air, get something off my chest here real quick before we get started, or as we get started? All right, so anybody who listened to last week's episode knows that we used a chrono crystal to do a time swap and bring some guys from the late 15th century into the future so they could tell us how the Super Bowl went, right? And I explained why it had to be those guys and not somebody from our timeline. Okay. And they predicted that not only would the Rams win, but that Tom Brady would get his thigh broken.
Compound fracture.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Turns out they were wrong. Tom Brady did not get the fracture, and they and the Rams did not win. However, more telling was the fact that Otis and Lavondo kept referring to the Rams as the St. Louis Rams. And as everyone knows, the Rams used to play in St. Louis, and now they play in Los Angeles. And that really confused me.
Well, it confused the listener, too. I got a lot of complaints from the listener
Sometimes I am the listener, and I did figure that out. It was a parallel universe, things are a little different.
That's what I thought, too. Turns out...
Yeah, okay. All
right. Here's the thing. This is kind of embarrassing, but as everyone remembers, I got the Chrono Crystal from Larco. They didn't want to give it to me, but they finally decided that they would, right? Probably shouldn't say this on the air, but fuck it, why not? There's a gal who works at Larco who's kind of got a little crush on me. It's a platonic crush. She says I remind her of her dad, who I guess died of toe cancer or something, like 3 years ago, whatever. Anyway, when she found out
we... That's some bad shit.
Yeah, it's rough. Apparently it was...
Yeah.
I was going to make a joke, but I can't think of one. Anyway...
cancer isn't funny.
It's not. It is. So. It is not funny. So she apparently, when she found out we needed the Chrono Crystal, she knew that the one that they were going to give us was really, really shitty. So she actually, this is weird. Okay, so we wanted to do a time swap. She swapped the shitty Chrono Crystal for a good one, even though Larco only had one Chrono Crystal. Apparently she used the shitty one to go into the future to get a better one and bring it back, and she gave us that one. And so when we did the time swap, we didn't need to go that far back. The reason we went that far back is because of the way the time swap works, you need a bounce. Well, we didn't need to go that far back because she gave us a better one. And so the result was I sent Otis and Lavondo way far in the future. So apparently there will be a time in the future when somebody named Tom Brady will be in a Super Bowl against the St. Louis Rams and he will get a thigh fracture. And I'm like, wait a minute, but we heard them say Super Bowl LIII. Turns out that they were confused because in this future Super Bowl, it will be not just the United States, but I guess Canada, United States, and Mexico are going to merge into one mega nation. And it's not Super Bowl LLI, it's Super Bowl LIII. Apparently, to appeal to more than one ethnic group.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, more culturally inclusive.
Yeah, so they weren't saying LII, they were saying LIII. And so,
L-I-I-I.
Okay. Yeah, and so I apologize to the listener. It was an accurate prediction. It just wasn't the prediction for Super Bowl 53 like we thought. So that's what I wanted to clear the air on there.
I had a really simple explanation. It just what Dad said. They were on the wrong timeline completely. Yeah. The Rams never left St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we got a different ending of the Super Bowl, too. And I also was thinking, these guys are from the 15th century, and they're bouncing all over time. So they might have just got confused about the Rams, just didn't know what time period they were in.
See, I thought all that might have been the case as well. But then when I went and talked to Lucinda at Larcos, that's not a real name. I'm just going to throw that out. I just made that up because I'm just making all this up. But she told me about the improved Crota crystal. And
I think your explanation is much more reasonable, Jason.
Okay, totally. Good. No, it all makes perfect sense. Welcome, everybody, to the health episode.
I was going
to
say, the whole episode made me sick. And then that was going to be you going, oh, health. But you jumped on me, so.
Oh, damn it.
Are we talking
stepping on your shit.
No, it's okay. Are we talking about health like go to the gym and get buff? Or are we talking about health like don't get cancer? Don't get toe cancer? Which health are we talking about today?
See, it's wide open. Health is a very broad subject. Uh-huh. We can talk about, and we will talk about mental health. Physical health.
Okay.
Injury.
Can we talk about eyeball health?
We can talk about eyeball health. We can talk about ear health.
I have an unhealthy eyeball.
I'm sitting here with Dad, and his ear health is in danger because apparently his earbuds that he has in right now, our voices and everything that's happening on the show is blasting into his skull, and he's probably not going to be able to hear by the end of the program.
I should hit.
But it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
I should hit all the buttons then.
Can you walk us through it?
Just to make your ears worse, more sick, so it's apropos to the okay, I'm not going to do that one. It's 10 seconds long. But anyway.
But you have a story about eyeball health, but really quick, I didn't get to it in the intro. I wanted to make sure that our listener, who this week is not my dad, knows what my dad's full name is. My dad's full name is the Steamroller Double Barrel Dougie Fresh Leon Doorway to Hell Edwards, or as you call him, Jason, Uncle Daryl.
That's right. That's a good point. I just sort of jumped over the fact that, hey, everybody, special guest tonight, the aforementioned, et cetera, Daryl.
And stupid, boring factoid, the last episode that Dad was on was actually the year-end recap, which was him just kind of voting for our stupid comedy bits. Yeah. The one before that was actually a health episode.
Yeah. What?
Seems to be a good topic for him.
I seem to be your health expert.
You're our Dr. Phil.
Well, that's a stretch, but
you're our Dr.
Phil.
Dr.
Daryl.
Instead of Double Barrel Daryl, I'm going to call you Triple Distilled Phil.
Is that a Dr. Phil joke?
I don't know. No, I just today I was thinking about how Uncle Daryl Double Barrel Daryl is going to be on the show and how I liked Double Barrel, and I thought, what other fun things can I do with names? And I thought up Triple Distilled Phil. And I was going to actually say on the show, I wish I had a friend named Phil, and I'd call him Triple Distilled Phil. And then you said, he's our health guy. And I said, oh, he's our Dr. Phil. And it just fell into place. That's called Kismet.
Kismet.
Yeah. So I have a eyeball issue. I have conjunctivitis again.
You know what we call that?
What?
Back in Tennessee.
What's that?
Down on Payne Street in Sevierville.
Yeah.
Called pink eye.
Yeah, I got the old pink eye. Not to be confused with a stink eye, which is what happens if pink eye gets really bad and your eyeball rots on your face.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jason.
Sorry.
Nice. Anyway, when I say pink eye, you got to make a really ugly face and stretch your mouth out to say it correctly.
Yeah, like a
pirate. Like a big frown, a big ugly frown. Pink eye.
How about you guys? Are either of you sick right now? You got any diseases or pancreatic issues?
We smoked about 100 cigarettes each today, so
so I have one lung left.
Yeah,
one lung.
I've got one lung as well, so together we've got the lungs of a normal human being.
Yes.
Does secondhand smoke work with people who are already smoking? Like, are you guys smoking each other's cigarettes at the same time too?
Yeah, we have double jeopardy going on.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It just enhances the flavor of of each cigarette as we smoke not only our own, but the second and third hand smoke from each other's and my wife's.
And you're like, hey, could you eat this? Because when I smell your secondhand smoke, I want it to smell like garlic, or I want it to smell like, you know, pastrami or something. Do you ever do that? Does that work? Is that how it works? I don't smoke.
I can say this. There's a couple of food items that I will actually eat and smoke at the same time, and somehow smoking it makes the cigarette better, and the cigarette makes the food better.
Okay.
And that's corned beef and hash. Yeah.
For me, it's refried beans.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
All right. That's good to know.
I just realized how fucking white trash and disgusting that sounds.
Pretty much. Yeah. But hey, what are you going to do? I'm the same way, but instead of smoking, it's Diet Dr. Pepper. Instead of corned beef and hash or refried beans, it's cheese. I mean, it's basically the same thing, but not.
Wait. Diet Dr. Pepper in combination with cheese?
Yeah, you know, like I'll have a plate of cheese, you know, like a cheese plate. Except I call it a plate of cheese.
A plate of cheese, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I get it.
All this terminology is fucking overwhelming.
Wow.
And I'll, like, eat a couple cubes. I'm like, that's creamy good. And then I'll drink the Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper. I'm like, now that's what I'm talking about. And, like, people will come to me and they say, that's what you're talking about? Jesus fucking Christ, your life sucks. I'm like, get out of my house. Who are you? People?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, though, and this goes... I mean, we're talking about kind of diet and, well, health. You're always talking about health if you're talking about cigarettes because you're talking about declining health no matter what.
Yeah.
But a cigarette and in combination with refried beans is not good for you, I think, in any way. Maybe there's some fiber in there. I can tell you this, though. Diet Dr. Pepper and cheese cubes on a cheese plate, that's keto.
It's pretty keto. It is, yeah.
It's pretty keto. It's and by the keto. Way, just a coincidence, I guess, but right here, my father and I are looking at a Diet Dr. Pepper, so here we go.
Awesome. You're now Diet keto. Dr.
Pepper. I don't have a cheese plate. That almost made my dad's head explode because of his fucking earbuds.
Are they still in my ears?
Yeah.
You're good. Cool. I'm good.
Right. Poor guy. Hey, Double Barrel, you can do what I do when Joe gets too loud. Just open up a laptop and browse Prentice for pictures of Emma Watson, and that makes you feel okay.
It just takes the edge off.
It just takes the edge off. Or Ariana Grande.
So you got pink eye, which we digressed a little bit. That's okay. Do you have anything more to say about that, or was it just reporting?
I got a three-year-old. He had a little sickness going on, and apparently at one point hacked, spit, cough, stuck his fingers in my eye. I don't know. And so the eye swelled up, and I looked like something out of the Goonies. So I went to the doctor, and here's the thing. I could tell the doctor, who was a nice lady, did not give a fuck because she did several of the things she was doing to me. She did twice because she forgot she did them the first time. So she's like thumping on my chest. She's like, I'm going to check your XYZ. And then she did some other stuff. And then she comes back. She's like, all right. And she's stumping on my chest. I'm going to check your XYZ again. Or she didn't say again. That was the thing. I was waiting for the again. She's like, I'm going to check your XYZ. She did her hands on my neck to feel for my glands to make sure I have them.
Yes.
And then like 2 minutes later, she's like, okay, I need to check your glands. I'm like, you're just not here today, are you, lady? And she's asking me these questions.
She had forgotten about not only that she had checked your glands, but certainly whatever the hell was going on with your glands.
Well, I guess, you know, if she had felt something the first time, then she wouldn't have forgotten. She wouldn't have been like, oh, yeah, that's right. I already felt these bad boys. You are fucked. No, she didn't do anything like that. It was – and it was, you know, I'm fine apparently. Although, like I said, she was asking me a lot of questions that got like nothing to do with my eyeball. Like I come in, she said, what's the problem? And I said, I think I got conjunctivitis. My eyes all puffed up and red. And my kid's sick and et cetera. She's like, okay, let me check. Swelling of the joints, and I'm like, no. She's like, no fever, no. She's like, no.
This reminds me when I went in for an ear infection, and this doctor stuffed his finger up my ass, and I went, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and then he was like, what? Hold on, okay, can you hear that?
No, but she was.
But clearly, you had a preoccupied doctor. We call it a preoctor.
Yeah, she was. She goes like, okay, no swelling of the joints, no fever, constipation. I'm like, no. She's like, erectile dysfunction. I'm like, I don't think so. She's like, okay, are you seeing spots? I'm like, no. She's like, how about now? She holds up this card with spots on it. I'm like, yeah. She goes, oh, that's not a good idea. I'm like, it's not a good idea. She's like, just don't say yes to that question. It's never a good idea. I'm just, you're weird. Do I have conjunctivitis or not? She's like, here's a prescription for some incredibly overpriced drugs that basically do nothing. Bye. I said,
wow.
Yeah. So that's the last time I go to a 7-Eleven for a doctor. I just.
I know. So what do you do? So you take medication, but how do you like protect other people from pink eye? Do you have like a pirate patch?
You don't look at them.
Yeah, you don't look at them. Yeah. If you look at them, they'll get the pink eye. Actually, what it is it could be viral, it could be bacterial, it could be fungal, it could be an allergic reaction, or it could just be God fucking with you. And so what I do to test it is every once in a while I wink real fast and that squirts out a conjunctivitis spray. And if I can hit another person in the eye.
Yuck.
It's just like in what's that movie? Jurassic Park. Didn't they like spit in people's eyes before they ate them?
Those little sounded little like rubbish. The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I can spit out my eyeball. But enough about me. Let's talk about you guys. No sicknesses, no ill health, mental issues?
I think there's always mental issues going on. But I think that we're in pretty good health, maybe mentally and physically. So that's good.
Okay. Yeah. Other than the smoking. You guys exercising? Yeah.
Well, I've said this before. I don't think smoking, I think it's a health benefit.
Well, I was going to say, Double Barrel, you've always been – you come from a family that has a history of rotundness, and you've never been a very rotund man yourself.
Rotundness. Are you calling me fat?
I'm saying you're not fat. I'm saying you come from a family of fat asses, and you're one of the few non-fat asses. I'm calling my dad a fat ass, basically.
Thank you.
So how do you – I mean, is it the cigarettes that keep you thin there, Uncle, or is it a matter of you exercise, you're out there – herding cattle and riding sheep and
is rather trim. What's your secret, Dad?
Smoking.
Okay.
But no, actually smoking is for more of a mental health issue. I don't think it's really good for your physical health, but mentally I like to have a cigarette just to remain in a peace of mind state.
Keeps him relaxed.
Relaxed. Yeah.
As the dude would say, actually, that used to be your nickname too.
Yeah,
the dude from Big Lebowski. Dad was the dude first, but the Big Lebowski dude would say, you know, like he drinks White Russians,
to keep his
mind limber. And I think that's probably why Dad always has a cigarette. Keeps his mind limber.
Yeah. I'm like Gumby. Mm-hmm.
Keeps his mind limber and his lungs black, full of tar.
You're like
protected.
You think you're like Gumby, like the claymation guy? Your mind is that kind of limber, or is there some joke I'm not getting?
Gumby is very limber.
He's very limber. That's right.
I just think that
I think you could tie it in a knot.
I think that smoking kind of it creates anxiety because you're addicted to it. So if you don't have it, you're more anxious anyway, but it creates the illusion that when you're smoking it, it's reducing your anxiety. The trick is, though, I think it actually created the anxiety that it
solves. So what you're saying, it fucking works.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So I guess it's not unlike, why do you scratch your feet? Oh, because it relaxes and makes me feel good. And I feel at peace. It's like, but you have athlete's foot. Yeah, well, that causes you the itching. If you didn't have the athlete's foot, you wouldn't need a scratch to feel at peace. It's like, fuck you, go away. I like this. I'm enjoying my cigarette and my scratching my feet.
I got to say, I smoke normally anyway, and so does Dad, but I think I'm sure that Dad and I smoke a lot more when we're around each other. Oh, we're terrible influences on each other.
To an unhealthy level.
Yeah.
An unhealthier level? I mean, you're not going to tell me that it's healthy.
You're like, but look, it's the difference between like smoking maybe 5 or 10 a day to like hitting a pack each. Because we're hanging out, we're standing on the porch, we're smoking. We're playing pool, we're smoking. Yeah.
I've only got like a half a pack. It's not going to make the podcast.
That's scary.
So that's not good.
Well, especially podcasting. Well, you know, anybody that knows me knows when I'm podcasting, I'm smoking the whole time.
Yeah, everybody who knows you knows that. And some of the people who don't know you know that. But we could, I mean, if you want to, we could either A, make you more anxious so you get through those cigarettes faster, or B, try to like chill you out so we can make those cigs last, baby. And if you're chilled out by the way I'm talking now, there's something wrong with you because this is creepy.
Well, we're talking about health.
Yeah.
How is your keto thing going? Can we get just have like a keto update?
Keto update from you, Jason? Do I need to get a bumper for that? Some sort of like musical, like it's the keto update.
Ready?
Maybe, I don't know.
Silence.
I'll write a jingle for you.
Write me a jingle. Make sure you put some curse words in that.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's fucking keto time.
I guess this could be my...
That's it.
Keto time. Okay, so here's the keto report.
do the uplifting one for keto time, and then when it's time for the smoking update, do the one that goes...
Okay. All right. So here's the I'm still keto-ish. I'm not super duper strict. Like last Sunday, we got a last minute invite to go to some folks' house for the Super Bowl, and I knew they were going to put a spread on, and that was really the only reason I was ever going to go to a Super Bowl party. So we get there, and I walk in, and I go, "What do you want to drink?" And I said, "You got tequila?" They said, "Yeah." I said, "You got beer?" They said, "Yeah." I said, "All right, give those to me and then leave me alone." And they said, okay. And then I drank those. So keto foul number one. And
because of the beer, the tequila.
Tequila's fine.
Yeah, tequila, yeah. Mostly fine. Yeah. 99% fine. So, no, it's all fine. You're right. It's all fine. Tequila is fine. There's nothing wrong with tequila. Look, I'm going to spend the next 40 minutes explaining why I said that. No, I'm not. So then... The lady of the house, she walked into the TV room and she goes, "Okay, do you want a hot dog, you want a burger, or you want chicken?" I said, "Yes." And she said, "That's what I wanted to hear." And she left. But then she didn't bring me any of those things. So I went up myself and I got like three huge drumsticks. And they weren't fried, they were baked. So we're still going keto here, right?
Keto.
And then next to that was this gigantic pot of baked beans. And I'm like, oh, here we go. And I ate like a skull full, like really, that's what I pictured. Like I pictured me filling my skull with baked beans, and I ate that. And my
which is different than the fistful of food that you should eat.
Right.
Yeah.
And then my wife had brought from a fancy bakery. She had bought a one of those red velvet cakes, and she said to me, "She said, are you going to skip dessert?" And I admit I really am ashamed of this. I looked at her, my wife of 10 years, and I said, "Fuck you. I'm eating the cake."
Oh my God.
That's harsh. Yeah. That is harsh.
Well, that's the thing. You were like falling off the keto wagon, and then that can really go sour. Like you can just start shoveling potato chips into your face.
It went sweet is what it did. But here's my thought. It was like, okay, I'm going to have an enormous crap the next day. So that's some of it right there. Boom. Also, I've been pretty good, and I'm not trying to be like religiously keto. I'm just trying to keep it real. Like, 99% of the time, I'm not eating anything with sugar in it, and 85% of the time, I'm not eating anything with carbs in it. So it's okay if once a week, which is true. But then my wife's birthday was a few days later, and we went out to dinner, and I went anti-keto on that day, and I've been good ever since. So that's the keto report.
All right.
So have you lost any weight?
Yeah, almost immediately, 10 pounds, gone. And since then, nothing has come back, even though it's been snowing like a mother here in Seattle, Texas, and I don't go outside and exercise at all. I haven't run in 2 weeks, but no gained weight. So, you know, good for me there.
Working.
Been eating tons of cheese.
I don't know if you mentioned this maybe just really quickly before you gave us the keto update, but you went – during the Super Bowl, you started breaking the keto. You're having hot dog buns. Red velvet cake, all that stuff. I remember you telling me, I think, yeah, on the last episode, you're telling me you were going to go snow tubing instead of watching the Super Bowl. You're like, fuck this, I'm going snow tubing.
Yeah, that was the original plan, but we could not get lift tickets for the same time as the people we were going to go with, so we decided not to go. Mm. And as far as podcasting goes, that might be the lamest thing I've ever said in my life. So let's go back to toe cancer.
No, wait, I was riveted by the fact that you decided not to go snow tubing.
We are going to, we didn't decide to, we just couldn't get tickets to go with the people. We are going to go snow tubing, and I am hoping that somebody gets injured from overzealous zealousness and or inebriation. Then on the health episode part two, I can bring that up and tell you, oh yeah, I've got a fractured tibia. I am the Joe Theismann of snow tubing or something.
Joe Theismann. So you would never not. You would never decide to not go snow tubing. You were blocked from that option.
Yeah. I was too blocked. Yeah. If somebody ever said to me, "Hey, do you want to go snow tubing?" It's your decision. I'm not going to say no. I mean, unless they're like, hey, do you want to go snow tubing or massage Katy Perry for 3 hours? I'm like, well, I'm not going snow tubing if those are my options. But, I mean.
Well, I can tell you, man. I remember I said, hey, maybe if my wife decides, because my wife decides a lot of things.
Yeah.
About what I'm doing on the weekend, especially Super Bowl weekend, I was like, maybe she'll decide that we're going to a Super Bowl party, and then I'm going to see how much weight I can gain. I was going to go like really try to break keto, like just eat carbs and sugar, just go like fucking bonkers.
Insult keto. Anybody who's ever gone keto would feel it. They're like, we all gained weight because of you, asshole. Yeah.
That's right. Well, we didn't go to a Super Bowl party, but I held on to the idea that on that Sunday I should gain as much weight as I possibly could.
Yeah.
And so I ate, you know, piles of nachos, and that was for breakfast. And I think for dinner it was just straight up pizza, and I ate it until I hate myself.
Yeah.
I went for it. We tried to put on the game, I think. I don't know. I put up the bunny ears, and I was like, I'm going to just see what's going on with this game. It didn't work out, so I gave up. We didn't see any of the game, but I ate as if I was at a Super Bowl party. My goal was I wanted to get to the point where I'm just so fat and overstuffed that if I climb up three stairs, then I start to wheeze,
yeah,
like Dom DeLuise. I wanted to be Dom DeLuiseing by the end of the day.
Yeah,
and I think I met that goal. So that's my report. That's my keto report. How about that?
There's your keto report. Didn't you send me a text saying something about the halftime act and how they were so cheesy you wanted to barf? Was that you or somebody else sent me that?
No, that was me. Yeah, now okay. I did get to see the halftime show,
okay,
just the halftime show on my phone through Yahoo Sports.
Ah, okay.
I was texting with other people and people started texting about, oh, Adam Levine's about to be on. So I did. I hit it. I watched Adam Levine. And all right, this has nothing to do with health.
Make it about health.
All right. Well, I don't think I can.
How much?
Well, guess what? He's so cheesy.
Yeah.
That's the only word that could come to mind. He took off his shirt. I'm sure that women all over the country were just swooning, falling over, you know, crying, you know, like Beatlesque.
I watched that in person.
Yeah?
Yeah. My wife.
Really? Your wife?
Yeah. You guys, he's covered in tattoos, and that's fine. I'm not anti-tattoo, but he takes off his shirt. He's singing into the camera, staring right at me like he's trying to seduce me. It didn't work. And he had a bunch of like gold chains on, and like his tattoos looked like a shirt, and the gold chains looked like the collar on his stupid shirt, and I couldn't fucking stand it. And that's when I texted you that Adam Levine, god damn. Anyway, he's cheesy. Very, very cheesy, and that's keto friendly. Health.
There you go.
Boom.
Health.
Word.
Yeah.
He was on Saturday Night Live a couple decades ago, or years ago, or months ago. I don't know. And he had no tattoos because he was shirtless the whole time. I mean, he was shirtless in the music part and in the sketches. And the thing I noticed is that he had a very obviously shaved chest, but not shaved to the point of being slick and bald. He had like a 5 o'clock shadow of chest hair, which creeped me out to no end. And then he gets up in the Super Bowl and he's covered these tattoos. I'm like, that dude's been busy because he did not have these a little while ago. And especially the California across his belly. Why?
I wonder if that's even real.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm seeing other pictures of him with it on. Cause I was like, this can't be. You can get tetanus or AIDS or something from tattoos, right? Health? Okay. So his tattoo of California, it's real. I'm looking at a picture here. Unless he does the same thing over and over again with a Sharpie. But
all right. I mean, look, people can get a lot of tattoos in a short amount of time. again, you were saying maybe that Saturday Night Live episode was 20 years ago, so maybe he's had a whole lot of time to get all these tattoos. Here's the thing. This entire body covered with tattoos and wearing a bunch of gold chains, that's a mumble rap thing.
Yes.
I'm just realizing this is a psychological thing. Maybe we can go into mental health after this, because I see tattoos all over a person's body and then gold chains on, and I think about mumble rap, and maybe that's why I was just – I was completely put off by Adam Levine. I mean, he's certainly not a mumble rapper, but is he just trying to, like, stay with the times and, like, be hip? Because mumble rap is hip. I can't believe that I just said mumble rap is hip. Makes me want to fucking puke. I'm nauseous. Health. We're talking about health again.
Okay, so for what it's worth, I just now Googled. I Googled it so I could see what he looked like on SNL. It was 2014, so 5 years ago. And he does have some tattoos, but not nearly as many. So, he doesn't have the California. He does have the weird 5 o'clock chest shadow, half of his arm tattoos. I'm kind of tired of looking at him, so I'm going to stop. That was the Super Bowl. Real quick, I know we're at halfway right now. We're supposed to be talking about health, and we'll get back to it. But I need to hear from Uncle Daryl. Uncle Daryl?
Yeah.
Did you watch the Super Bowl? And other than your wife getting a little bit warm in the cushion for Adam Levine, I don't know how to say that without...
That was well done, yeah. Dude. Thanks.
I don't know if that happened. I didn't go there.
Look, this is my stepmom. This is my stepmom. And we were talking about it. We were out at dinner just the other night when you got here, Dad. And the Adam Levine thing came up. And my wife and your wife, Dad, looked at each other. And they were like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Levine. Oh, yeah. And I was like, God.
I about puked. Health.
Yeah. But I talked to Carrie, my stepmom, about it, and I was like, I don't get it. And it's, you know what? I think if you're a heterosexual woman, you get it. Mm-hmm. If you're a gay man, you probably get it. There's something about him. He's clearly very attractive to women out there.
I walked into the bedroom the other night with my gold chains on. Yeah. And she says, take those off. You don't have the face for that.
The face?
Yeah. Do you take that personal? I don't know.
Do you have tattoos all over your body like Adam Levine now too?
Well, no, I don't have the face for that. She does that to me all the time. I wear, I walked in with this the wife beater t-shirt, you know, with the straps, you know. I don't know what you call those. But
I think they're still called wife beaters.
Yeah, I think that's the... The name. That's how they're marketed. But I said, what do you think? You know, she goes, I don't have the face for that.
Wow.
She says, take that off.
Well, are there any outfits that you have the face for? Does she ever compliment your face? Or are you basically hideous to her?
Good point. I think we've hit it. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Dad? You have a great face for podcasting.
Oh. I do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. You should see it. I do.
So you did watch the Super Bowl, though? Uncle Daryl, you watched it.
Yeah, I watched it. Okay. I suffered through it. I thought the St. Louis Rams were going to have a chance. But no.
Nope.
They failed miserably at the end.
Yeah, at the end. Which they always do.
I got a comment from one of our listeners who listened to the, what is it, Lavondo and Otis thing and said, wow, that was way more entertaining than the fucking game I just saw.
Yeah, that's a true statement. I watched the game. Yeah.
Well, then again, here in Seattle, Texas, where it's snowing a lot, there are homeless people dying by the dozens, and that's very, very sad, and I feel very bad for them. But apparently, when you bring them into the shelter and feed them so they don't freeze to death and die, they fart a lot, and from what I've been told, that was more entertaining than the Super Bowl. Okay, so that joke was so badly executed that I just want to kill myself now. That was terrible. Joe, do your magic. Go back to minute 34 and just erase the whole minute. That's embarrassing. homeless people.
No, man. No, you did, look. No, I'm easily amused. If the story is about a whole room full of people farting,
I'm laughing. I'm like, right when you said it.
Yes, okay. That's great. Was so one of those good things job. Where well I've, executed.
I've set myself up now. I can't just make a fart joke. I got to make it complicated. And it's like, oh, homeless people and freezing to death. Ha ha ha.
Fart and they fart.
And they fart. Yeah. Just anyway. So we're a minute 34. I think, Joe, you have something to pay for the show since I can't be bothered to contact Larco or Okral to give us an ad. So do you want to do your ad?
Okral is the Larco's competitor, right?
Yeah, that's right. The VP went and started his own. Yeah.
I'm interested to hear about one of their products. So that's going to be coming up in future episodes.
My act together, yeah. Yeah, so.
Well, we've got a word from our sponsor, though. We can take care of that real quick. Pay for our sins.
Okay, here we go. Should I just hit the button, or do you want to talk about it first?
Yeah, we've got a guest reader. Go ahead and hit it.
Okay. I'm going to introduce it again. It's good podcasting. Talking over the intro, even better.
Hello, my name is Ivana Chokovic. I am here for you to talk about something of much importance, your health. Nothing is more beneficial to your mental and physical health than reducing your stress levels. And nothing helps lower your stress better than getting shit-faced on Stolochnaya vodka. Well, it works at least for the night that your face is shit. The next morning, not so much. Another healthy thing about getting drunk on Stoli is that it have no carbs and very few calories. It also damages your liver's ability to function, but still, hashtag keto life. This keto-friendly vodka will help you to lose weight in many different ways. For instance, I have been wanting to lose 200 pounds of ugly fat for years, but never built up courage to murder my husband until tonight. Thanks to Stolichnaya, I am finally drunk enough to shoot the shithead right now.
Ivana, is that you?
Till death do us part, asshole.
Oh, Jesus. Please, sweetheart, let's just talk about this.
She fucking shot me in the gut.
Stolichnaya vodka, the healthy choice.
I don't have to call up Otis and Lavondo to make a prediction. That will be voted best ad at the end of the year.
You know what scares the shit out of me? The guy that got shot in the gut sounded just like me.
He did.
And remember, I've told this story over and over again. I have this terrible recurring nightmare of Laura shooting me in the gut, except she has like an old school musket. Like she shoots me in the gut with a musket, and it's on a bridge, and I like grab, then there's a plume of smoke that goes up, and you can kind of see me grab my belly, and I fall off the bridge after being shot in the gut. Anyway,
that's an elaborate, good God. That's an elaborate fantasy / nightmare. And the fact that the Russian woman, Ivana Chokovic, what's her name?
Ivana Chokovic?
Ivana Chokovic wants to, she sounds a lot like if Laura was Russian and or drinking a lot of Stoli. So you should be
double
scared.
Yeah, if Laura was a drunk, evil Russian lady,
yeah,
that's what she would sound like.
Now, let's not call her, let's not assume she's evil, okay? She wanted to get rid of 200 pounds of fat. Who knows why she wanted to get rid of that fat? Because
she's health conscious.
She's health conscious. So she's not evil. She's the opposite of evil. She's doing herself and the world a favor. Even though fat is good for you on keto. But that's, never mind.
Well, she's trying to lose fat.
She's trying to lose fat, yeah, okay.
And
yeah,
she
yeah.
did by murdering did. Her husband.
Yeah. I'm sure he deserved it. He was probably like one of those people who, I don't know, like, what? He weighs too much, so he's not healthy. He's probably shits himself. He probably shits himself. He shits himself in his truck. That's what he does. He shits himself. He's a shit himselfer.
Well, I wanted to make a comment about this. I heard a little bit about Ivana Chokovic. Uh-huh. And I requested her because I heard about her. This is the thing. We have guest readers to do word from our sponsor.
Yeah.
And there's themes, you know? Yeah. Like Stroke and Bob, he has a stroke.
I noticed, though, that, and sorry to interrupt, that she started off the same way as Stroke and Bob is. I want to talk about something very important, your health. And that's what Stroke and Bob always says, your health. Yeah. And I just like
that. Well, I think that all these ads, I think a lot of them are written by Clark Marketing Solutions.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe the same writers, too. But the thing is, Donnie Bag of Donuts tends to hurt himself just out of pure foolishness. We have Stroke and Bob. He has a stroke every time.
Yeah.
Well, I was interested in having an ad by Ivana Chokovic because I heard that you know, she doesn't hurt herself. She's not in danger, and her physical health is great. But other people are in danger, apparently.
Okay.
She's done other ads, and I've heard that that the people that other people have met harm or death.
Okay.
By the end of ads, so and there it is again. She shot her husband.
Yeah.
For this one.
So let me see if
maybe we'll have her back.
Rather than do the meta thing where you're going to talk about how all these ads are the same, you're doing like an inverse predictive meta thing where you're talking about how all the ads are going to go together because ostensibly we're going to be hearing from Ivana again, I hope.
Well, this is the first time she's on our show, but it's not the first ad she's ever read as far as I understand. And but, other people have been hurt and killed.
Okay.
So
I wonder.
So if she comes on the show again, I think somebody else is going down. That's all.
I don't know.
And that
I don't know if this is like presumptuous, but I would love to hear an ad read by Ivana where she ends up hurting the podcasting partner of her dead husband when he is visiting them, you know, although the husband won't be dead, in maybe, I don't know, June or so for a half marathon, which is good for your health episode, and then she could shoot him. I'm not saying that's going to happen, and I'm not saying it's presumptuous. I am saying it's presumptuous, and I'm hoping it will happen. I don't know what I'm saying. I've had a lot
to
drink tonight.
Jason, you never know what's going to happen on this podcast. There's no way to predict it. You cannot predict what's going to happen on this show, even if you write it and perform it.
That's right. Speaking of, we're 20 minutes.
Trying to make a prediction of her next one, I would think it would be at her husband's funeral, and it has something to do with the bump stock.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe she'll be at her husband's funeral and Rod Stewart will be there and she'll fucking kill Rod Stewart.
Because he's not allowed to be
her husband, whoever he is.
Yeah. That's right.
I know what would be great.
I don't want to predict.
Before her late husband and his maroon five loving wife leave town, if she were to kill him for impersonating Rod Stewart at his son's funeral, that would be hilarious.
Wow.
We could only hope.
Yeah. I don't know if he can do an Australian accent. Or not Australian, a Scottish accent. But, you know, if you like my body and you think I'm sexy. Isn't that the song? Like, or do you do Mandy? No. Who was the woman?
That's funny because, Rod Stewart.
Is he still
that
alive?
That song really sucks.
The If You Like My Body?
He's made good music before. Well, I think before that song. Ever since that song sucked, and everything he did after that sucked. Come to think of it, I don't want him at my funeral either. I don't want him. I don't want him to be a part of my life.
He's
but
not
now
dead.
He is.
He's only 4 years. No, wait. He's younger than my Uncle Daryl.
Oh. How old is he?
No. He's older than my Uncle Daryl. He's way older. Sorry. He's only 4 years older than my dad. He's still alive. He's also a knight. He was knighted. He's Sir Rod Stewart. Sir Roderick.
Sir David, Rod Stewart.
Sir
That's
Rod.
Right.
Sir Roderick David Stewart, CBE.
Well, anyway, Rod, to answer your question, I do not want your body, and I do not think you're sexy.
And
fuck you, Rod Stewart.
Do they give that title away in Cracker Jack boxes or what? Did everybody get one?
Sir?
Yeah, sir. Oh, I got a sir thing. Yeah.
Jason, can you tell us what is the criteria? Do you just have to be really famous at this point, or?
The official criteria is something like contributing to the artistic/scientific reputation of England. But I think, it's basically like if you can go 5 minutes hanging out with the Queen without farting, you get to be a sir.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm totally on board with the Patrick Stewart thing.
Just
because of his demeanor. I think they should have knighted his ass when he was 12. He's probably ready to go by that time.
Should have knighted his ass when he was 12. Yeah. Out of context, that's such a weird sentence. Knighted his ass when he was 12. That's just,
Anyway, you can't predict what's happening on this show. You never can, but maybe that statement will be in a montage.
Was that supposed to be like some sort of thing? Because I just now realized Patrick Stewart, Rod Stewart. Maybe that's the criteria. You get knighted if you're a Stewart. If your name's Stewart, you're getting knighted. Maybe that's the way it works.
It just doesn't take much.
I'm Googling knight's name Stewart. I know this is the health episode, and we'll get to that because we only got 15 minutes left. And Joe, you got two more things to talk about, but
yeah.
Nope. The only thing I came up with when I Googled knight's name Stewart was that an article from the Canberra Times, which is named but Sea Eagles set to take on knights without Stewart. So I have no idea what that refers to. Canberra, oh, that's Australia, God, weird. Right?
And the Sea Eagles sounded like the ramblings of a mentally unhealthy person.
Okay,
but it wasn't. You were just reading from some Google thing. But I wanted to try, and I think I failed, I wanted to try and segue into a short discussion of mental health.
Yeah, let's do that.
And what I'd like to do, maybe we can do a little roundtable here. What do you do to maintain your mental health, Jason? What is important to you in terms of your mental and emotional well-being?
I take medication.
Okay. That can't be it, though, right?
Well,
aside from medication, how about like alcohol, lifestyle,
porn,
or
video games,
philosophical?
Alcohol, maybe porn, video running. Games. So I do run, and I guess that has a side effect, but I don't do it for mental health. I do it because I like listening to loud, obnoxious music. And the keto thing apparently has been helping. Emotional leveling out. That's great. Hooray. But no, I don't think that I do anything. I don't try. I'm too arrogant. I'm too arrogant to actually take an active role in my mental health. What do you do? Let's go to Uncle yeah. the Daryl.
Hey, you want to – yeah, I find a lot of entertainment in just listening to my crazy shit that I think about.
Okay. Yeah.
And as long as I can actually separate myself from it and be entertained by it, I find that very soothing to me.
Can I tell you something?
So you just kind of you are witness to your own thoughts and yes. you're entertained by them. And
absolutely.
That helps you with
I'm
your mental
bad shit
stability.
Crazy. And it's funny shit.
This is
you this amuse is, yourself.
I do.
And it keeps you emotionally stable.
Yes. This is 100% true. I'm not making this up. I actually said this to my therapist. This is true. I said, when I was a kid, I remember my dad on more than one occasion, my dad, who Uncle Daryl is your brother, on more than one occasion, we'd be driving down the road and he would be grinning and softly talking to himself. And every once in a while, he would just grin and chuckle. And just that was the. When you said to me, being entertained by your own bullshit, I was like, it must be an Eddie thing, an Ed.
It's part of the genes.
Part of the Ed genes, the genes of the Ed in your head thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jesus,
if we were sane, we wouldn't be so damn happy.
There you go. Okay. Well, and you know what? You do have the face for that. I just want to just boom in your wife's face because you got the face for that. I just want to say that. Joe.
Hey, check this out, though, because we've talked about this before. I do the same thing that you just talked about that Danger Lee Daniels does.
Yeah.
I, especially if no one's around, actually exclusively if no one's around, I say stupid shit out loud and I sing stupid songs to myself and I crack myself up. And I actually do think that that's a key component in just keeping myself even keeled. Like I delight myself, especially when I'm alone, but I actually verbalize this stuff. I picture you, Dad, and you're just kind of sitting on your porch in total silence. Maybe there's birds tweeting in the background, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden he just breaks into peals of laughter because the shit running through his head is so great. But I actually verbalize this stuff while I'm like cooking eggs and shit.
Yeah, but the key is to actually listen to it and be a part of it so you can be entertained by it. If you're part of it, then it doesn't work. You have to separate yourself from that thought to be entertained by it.
This is a meditative thing.
Yes.
Yes.
You're separating yourself and observing your thoughts. You're not like taking the steering wheel and manipulating them. You're just witnessing them as they appear.
That's right. And when I'm not entertained by them, sometimes I'm scared shitless by them.
Yes.
Which is disturbing.
Yes.
But still, I'm still an observer.
And I think that's a good analogy you made, Joe, about how you're not taking the wheel, because something that my 3-year-old and I have found we like to watch is videos of cars crashing into each other. So clearly, we're not taking the wheel and doing the crashing, you know, but watching someone else take the wheel and crash. Yeah, that is entertaining. That's good. It's very cathartic.
It's entertaining. Watch your own observing brain. Is entertaining.
Well, you said sometimes it's really amusing, but sometimes it scares the shit out of you. And this is a good segue, guys, because Dad said the other day, by the way, I didn't really know what I was going to talk about on the podcast. That's actually normally the case a couple days before the podcast. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
It's totally unpredictable. But anyway, Dad was saying, well, you know, you think and you learn, and then it just opens up more questions and it can become maddening. He's like, but what if you're just a total dumb shit? Dumb shits must be really happy. Is that, you know, they never run into like really frightening realizations or, you know, this overwhelming kind of big picture view of the world that just bowls you over and disturbs you deeply. If you're a dumb shit, maybe you're just happy. And I was like, well, maybe that's why I'm generally a happy guy.
How stupid are we?
But it also made me think, Dad, and Dad's not a huge Nirvana fan, I think. Do you know who Nirvana is, Dad? You remember that?
Didn't he kill himself?
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Okay.
Well, that's rough. But he wrote this song called Dumb. Dad's statement made me realize, hey, that's – Kurt Cobain wrote a song about this. And it actually does imply that he was kind of struggling, but that song called Dumb – can you YouTube? Can we listen to that for a second?
Because the lyrics are very meaningful.
Okay, we're not at the dumb part yet, are we?
Just keep it going. There it is.
Yeah, he said, "I think I'm dumb, maybe just happy." Okay. Yeah.
Happy.
Now that we've played that, can I play the exact opposite of that, which is hard rock? Bagpipes.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so enough of that. Anyway, you're not. That's how I stay happy. Talk about being dumb.
Yes.
I mean, it's a matter of, ignorance is bliss, right? We've all heard that a thousand times.
It's that.
That's that concept. And, well, so, okay, I'm going to get pseudo-philosophical here in our last few minutes, and Joe, we really need to do your argument for cancellation and your other thing, but today I was trying to convince someone why my overwhelming, deep-seated, and pervasive depression is not a bad thing, because I am of the mind of Camus and his ilk, who said that there is no point to anything. Life is utterly meaningless, and it's absolutely absurd to even look for meaning, and so you might as well fuck around and have fun until you die. And my wife just
amen.
And there being no point to anything means that you are ignorant of everything, because there's nothing to be ignorant, like ignorant of. Is ignorant the opposite of ignorant? Anyway, there's.
I thought you just made up a word. Maybe you did. But opposite of ignorant is ignorant.
Ignorant. If you don't know anything because there's nothing to know, then you're ignorant, and therefore you have access to happiness. I. Why not?
Wow. Well, you know what? Just not giving a shit and trying to have a good time because everything is meaningless, I think, is really at the core of why we do this show.
It is the definition. It's the title of our show. It's the title of our show.
Just because, Inns.
Just because.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Deep. Well, check this out. This is how unpredictable the show is. Dad?
That was unpredictable.
Wow. All right. Okay. So this is just a couple days ago. Dad says, hey, dumb shits must be really happy. I start thinking about Nirvana, and I'm driving around thinking about Nirvana, and guess what? I obscenitized the song, and I roped it into this whole Dom DeLuise thing. Well, here, give me the argument for cancellation thing, because I'll explain why.
That is better.
Welcome, listener, to a very unhealthy edition of Arguments for Cancellation on the Just Becauses podcast. I have obscenitized a Nirvana song. I just want to say this is an argument for cancellation because shame on me. This song is an affront to all overweight people. That includes me. And it includes especially the late Dom DeLuise. May God rest his soul. Anyway, fuck me for doing this. Hit it.
It has been hitted, but nothing's happening. There it goes.
I've got three chins and a bald head. Can't see my dick through my belly and tits. Dom DeLuise has got nothing on me. I think I'm dumb, maybe just flabby. Man boobs are saggy. Children laugh at me. I'm fucking fat assy. My belt is as long as I am tall. My thighs are so large, they strangle my balls. I tie my shoes, my eyeballs bulge out. I puke in my mouth, cause I can't bend over. Like 90s Al Roker. How tip me over? Cause I'm a fat fucker. Walk up three stairs, run out of air. Broke a chair with my derriere. Fell on my ass, split my pants. I can't stand up, top of the hut. I've got three chins and a bald head. I can't see my dick through my belly and tits. Dom DeLuise has got nothing on me. I think I'm dumb, maybe just flabby. Man boobs are saggy. Children laugh at me. I'm fucking fat assy. I think I'm dumb. I think I'm dumb. DeLuise dumb. DeLuise dumb. DeLuise dumb. DeLuise dumb. DeLuise dumb.
Yeah, so on the one hand, Joe, on the one hand, that was brilliant. So sorry, we're not ending the show. On the other hand, you promised one, you would do fewer arguments for cancellation in general, and two, you would not do obscenicide songs as an excuse for an argument for cancellation. So
unpredictable.
Fuck you. I think you just fucking convinced me.
That was good. That was a good one.
So I'm guessing we're running out of time real quick here.
We got like a minute left. I do want
to
point out that in as much as Weird Al made a career out of making fun of songs and especially doing it with food, your rendition of Nirvana there. If I'm just trying to picture Weird Al hearing that song and just him curling up in a little ball, thinking, "What have I done? What have I done? What have I done?"
You mean because if it weren't for Weird Al, I wouldn't be doing this and he's created a fucking monster here?
Yeah, and that and something like that. Yeah, so you have one more clip you want to play for us? Is that
well, right? Here's the thing. I made a completely other obscenitized version of that song.
Okay.
And I went way too far, but I thought maybe we could just play a clip of it, an alternate version of that same song.
Okay, here we go. Let's just do it. Okay. I fucked your mom. I fucked your mom. I fucked your mom. I fucked your mom. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's better. That's better.
Talk about predictable. That was 100% predictable. There's not a human being on this fucking planet who's heard our podcast, which is a sentence right there. Boom. But if I were to continue the sentence, who, hearing that song and hearing Joe, would not have thought that's what we were going to do. So, good for you. All right. Gentlemen, this song lasts for 4 minutes and 30 seconds, in which time I have to go fix my heater and take a pee. I'll be back. I'm going to leave the microphone on and let you guys babble over the outro.
I have a final statement about the end of hell, which is death.
Very good.
And my thought is to do it naturally. Mm-hmm. So I want to die naturally. And okay. There's a very easy way to do that. And that's never see a fucking doctor.
Don't see a doctor.
Do not see a doctor. And you will die naturally.
Ladies and gentlemen, or just gentlemen, our one listener, you heard it right. My dad's health advice to you is to not see your physician or any physician.
If you want to die naturally.
Right.
If you see a doctor, it will be a natural death.
You just made me realize that I shouldn't be alive right now. That's totally unnatural.
It totally is.
Antibiotics have saved my life. No. I have an artificial, unnatural life. My health is unnatural.
That's correct. Something's wrong.
I'll be a son of a bitch.
Hey. Have I ever traumatized you more than just now?
That's pretty rough.
It's rough.
So, Dad, normally at this time of the show, during the Roik Stop, I scream something ridiculous. I think you're familiar with that convention. Do you have anything you'd like to scream? Since you're the special guest, do you want to scream something?
Die, motherfucker! Die natural!
You're right. Die naturally! Damn it.
I take it back. I don't remember ever having a doctor save my life or doing anything that did prolong. I may have a natural life.
I was thinking of the time when you were driving a truck that careened off of a cliff, smashed through a fence.
Right.
almost killed you, but you walked away from it.
I walked away from that.
You didn't need a doctor for that.
I did see a doctor, though, and I said, I swallowed a bunch of glass from the windshield. Am I okay? And he goes, oh, yeah, you'll be fine. And I left. And I walked. I was fine.
It occurs to me that... you have legitimately survived, and I have not legitimately survived.
I told you you were illegitimate.
Oh,
I told you
my that. God! Fucking asshole.
Never listen.
Oh.